still being used.
Is that right?
And the Americans moved up a tremendous amount of mechanical equipment to be tested.
Mm-hmm.
So we were there all winter, which was... we found out that men really didn't produce very much below 50 below zero.
Oh, that. Oh, God, yeah.
That was the point.
Yeah, yeah.
And then after that, I went back to Ottawa as deputy director of quartering, looking after camps and especially the ones we built in Germany for the...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Now, by this time, what rank would you be?
This time I was a lieutenant colonel.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I retired as.
Yeah. As a commander of the field squadron building the airport, what would the rank be there? Was that a major or?
I was a major. I wasn't commander of the field squadron. I was the commander of the exercise. The Canadian commander.
I see.
The field squadron was commanded by somebody else.
I see.
So it was a sort of an odd job, a sort of an overall thing.
Yeah.
But I very soon recognized the difference, some of the differences between the American forces and ours. And one story that might interest you.
Mm.
I came in one night to the orderly room where the flag... We take our flag down at sunset. The Americans take it down at a fixed time every day. So we compromised and lowered both the flags at a fixed time.
Yeah.
The orderly corporal was there. He was an American. And he was folding the flags to put them away. This was in the days before. Well, it doesn't matter to the story. He'd folded the American one, but it was pretty late. And I said, what's the trouble, Corporal? This should have been done an hour ago. He said, well, sir, he said, I cannot fold this Canadian flag. The American flag has to be folded so no red shows.
That's, oh, for heaven's sake.
And he was trying to fold the Canadian flag,
yeah,
so no red showed.
Yeah, yeah.
He wasn't very bright there.
Oh, my word.
But he was trying. I gave him A for effort.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Another thing is, with the National Guard set up in the States,
mm-hmm,
you can be in the regular Army and also in the National Guard. You can belong to both. And we had one fellow up there who was a captain,
mm-hmm,
in this National Guard,
yeah,
construction battalion. But he was a sergeant in the regular Army.
Oh, for heaven's
and it was quite clear to which rank he really belonged.
Yeah.
This made things, these little things made difficulties, you know.
Yeah. How did the Canadians and Americans get along, generally speaking?
Very well.
Yeah.
Very well. We had there was a lot of Indians in the American battalion from Oklahoma.
Oh, is that right?
Their master sergeant was one of the finest fellows I ever met, Master Sergeant Bearskin.
Yeah.
He was well over 6 feet. But, again, in the American Army, an NCO cannot arrest a man. He has to go and find an officer to do it. And this caused all sorts of problems.
Yeah.
So I asked them if they could send me a provost sergeant from the Canadian Army, and that... We agreed then that the provost sergeant could handle anything that was necessary.
I mean, in sort of either force?
Yes.
Yeah.
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 But, this is a little bit aside from what you want to hear.
Yeah,
right?
No, it's interesting, though. You know, there's not too terribly many exercises that you get the two forces together.
No,
it's especially, you know, we tended in our history to work with the British more, mm-hmm, than the Americans.
Yes,
and I know that there were several exercises in the north. And one, I think there was a big one called Muskox, and another,
yeah,
one called Polar Bear.
That's
and
right.
So on like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, those. It's an area I've never been in the north. I've flown over it.
Mm-hmm.
I have no desire to go up there, you know.
Yeah.
One hears about mosquitoes and black flies and God knows what else, and it's perishing bloody cold and a whole bit.
It's cold, yes. But one of the thing people don't realize about the Yukon is that the center of the Yukon is practically a desert, And the total total precipitation is only about 3/4 of an inch a year. So you get very little snow. You get maybe 6 or 8 inches of snow, but it stays all winter.
Yeah.
One thing that disturbed me at the time was the terrible fear of my American counterpart, Colonel Brown, fear of the Inspector General. He didn't know. He was on constantly on edge with everything he did. He didn't know which of his men was from the Inspector General's department.
Go on.
No, that's it. It horrified me. But I'd heard about this, and he said, I got to be very close friends with him. He was a first-class fellow.
Yeah.
Most of the battalion was made up of his construction company, I think.
Yeah,
Anyhow.
Good Lord.
That was a real eye-opener.
Yeah. So then, after that, you... comes the time when you decide to retire, and...
Yes, I the reason I stayed in after the war was over was I really honestly believed that we hadn't finished with the problems.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
When we had, I enjoyed the Army very much. I think very highly of Army life.
Mm-hmm.
I never met a really unhappy soldier,
mm-hmm.
which... means something when you're talking about political philosophies.
Yeah.
You know, people like to be...
Again, I've never served with the American Army, but it always shocks me in many of the American films. Now, granted, these are films, but you hear such things as, you know, about fragging the officers, you frequently see in their wartime films what appears to be a constant bitter resentment between the officers and the other ranks and so on like that. As a former other rank and as a former officer, personally, I've never come across that in the Canadian Army.
There's no place you can be where there's more people to look after you, your own good, you know.
Yeah.
I think the problem is that a democratic army is a contradiction in terms. I think the Americans try to run a democratic army.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
I just wondered, did you come across any of that sort of thing with the Americans up there? Their, what would you call it nowadays, their personnel or personal relationship? Did it strike you as odd, some of the things their officers would do that we would never do or what have you?
Well, I don't suppose so. The Yukon was a very special place, very special...
Yeah. But it would throw you together, presumably.
Yes, yes.
So you could see it.
No, I think... I think we got along very well, and I think they behaved themselves very well. Had no troubles at all.
Yeah.
Except understanding each other. Once we understood the different
things. Procedures and this, that, and the other, What sort of food did you have, their food or our food?
I'm sure we had our food. Food was good.
Yeah.
Maybe we had some of their... No, I'm sure we didn't have their food. Can't believe we did.
Yeah. I've always understood they ate pretty high off the hog, as the saying goes.
Yes.
The Americans.
Yeah.
Well, it's been quite an interesting career you've had. You've certainly bounced about more than most officers.
Yes, I had a lot of interesting things to do, and
It seems a shame in a way that you never got a chance to do a bit more at Whitby to instruct the people there in blowing things up and whatnot.
Yes, that would have been... However, you just took what came, you know.
It's, yeah.
It was interesting to go through it, though, to go through the bit in England, the training, and all the interviews and everything, and the people you met.
Yeah.
The chap who was at Whitby, was the chief instructor there, R.M. Brooker. I still see him. He's still living in the north of England. I see him whenever I go over.
Ah, for heaven's sakes. Well, where do you live now? Is it down in Florida or back in Ontario? Or?
I live in Kingston, Ontario.
In yeah. Kingston?
Yes.
But you know a fellow called Chubb?
Oh, Jerry Chubb?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Because when I was writing my book on Normandy, I was in correspondence with him quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And who else was down there? Do you have much to do with RMC?
Not too much. I belong to the mess at Fort Frontenac, which is the National Defense College.
Yeah.
But I go over to RMC periodically. I know some of the people there.
Do you know any of the historians there? Do you know Don Sherman, for example? Or?
No. But there is one fellow who used to be a historian there that I knew quite well.
An older man?
Yes.
What is his name? Just a minute. Preston? Dick Preston?
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah.
You knew him,
yes.
Eh?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah, he's an old friend of mine, too. Yeah.
I know the librarians better because...
The chap who died?
Yes.
Just a minute. I know the one you mean because I met him... Oh, damn it, I can see him so well, and his name just doesn't come to me. He died a couple of years ago.
That's
he was
right.
A single chap.
It should come to me. I made a collection of military figures, Dresden figures, or soldiers, you know, about this high.
Did you?
And they were very hard to get because they were commissioned, apparently, by Queen Victoria for issue to officers' messes. And I suppose they all got broken on mess nights. I don't know.
For heaven's sake.
But I managed to collect quite a large number of the ones that were made. And they were sculpted by Carl Thiem, who was a very well-known potter or designer near Dresden, what's the other place. Anyhow, these went to RMC. They're in the library now, in a case in the front hall.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Which is where they ought to be.
Yeah, oh gosh, that fellow's name just slipped in and slipped out.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it. He was there for years.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, damn it. Well, it'll come to me. It'll come to me. So you're resident in Kingston now, and that's where you're going to stay, or?
I'd like to find an excuse to come out here, but I have three sons in the East and their families, so I don't know why they don't come out here.
Are they all engineers, or different?
No, two of them are. One of them works for the government. He's a director of transportation fuels for the government.
Oh, yeah.
In his spare time, he owns an airport.
Oh, I see.
And his twin brother is a professor at Queen's. He's been there for 17 years now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mentioned this to the president here when I was talking to him the other day, and he reacted immediately that Queen's was pinching professors from here and paying them a lot more than he could. And I mentioned this yesterday to my son in Kingston on the phone, and he said, well, we're losing them to the United States.
Is
it's
that
a
right?
Part of a circle.
Is that right?
Yeah. But he admitted that BC was the very bottom of the ladder as far as university finances went.
Right now it is, yeah.
Yeah.
It used to be a way up.
It should be.
But they get waves like that. Yeah, quite true.
We've got to pay our teachers. If we don't, the whole country's going to fall apart.
Yeah, I know. I know. Well, thank you kindly, sir, for coming in and your double interview and all that sort of thing. That's, there's little bits and pieces there, quite frankly, I hadn't heard of and I didn't know about. It's too bad some of the things that you were preparing for, in a way, didn't happen. I don't suggest we should have had an invasion of Japan, but if we did, it'd be interesting to see how your scheme would have worked.
Yes, I did pick up at one point one of those paper balloons the Chinese, the Japanese sent over. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
I've seen a picture of one.
I still have a chunk of the paper. It's the most incredible stuff that they made, even in those days.
Yeah.
It was completely indestructible, even in the water and everything, you know.
Good.
Tough paper.
Yeah.
They dropped them with the incendiaries into the forests.
Yes, yeah.
It could have been very...
Yeah, they were thinking, shall we say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right you are. I better turn the old machine off, and that's